My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to begin with a legend that says that long ago, a wonderful thing happened. The angel in heaven decided to give a special gift to the human being living on earth. It was the secret to human happiness. So they wrote it out on parchment, put it into a gold envelope, and sent it down to earth. But the night before the envelope was to be opened, and the secret read to the world, a terrible, terrible thing happened. An evil angel from hell stole the envelope. The evil angel thought to himself, "Where can I hide the gold envelope so it will never, never be found? Perhaps I could dig a deep hole in the ground and bury it. Perhaps I could tie it to a rock and throw it into the deepest part of the sea. Or perhaps I could place it atop the tallest mountain in the world." Then the evil angel got a brilliant idea. "I know the perfect place to hide it, a place no one would think of, a place no one would ever dream of. I'll bury it deep down in the human heart." And that's what he did. And ever since that fateful day, many wise men and learned people have spent enormous fortunes trying to find the secret of happiness. They have dug into the ground, mining gold and drilling oil in search of it. They have sent divers exploring the sea to find it. They have financed expeditions to explore mountains for it. But they have not found it. My dear brothers and sisters, it is against this background that Jesus prays these words in today's gospel. "Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you because you have shown the unlearned what you have hidden from the wise and learned. And what is it that Jesus was referring to? What was it that the Father has shown to the unlearned, but hidden from the wise and learned? It is the secret to human happiness. It is not found in the ground. It is not found in the sea or on some mountain peak. It lies inside each one of us. It lies in the human heart." And so in the first part of today's gospel, Jesus reveals to us where to find the secret of happiness, right inside the human heart. In the second part of the gospel, Jesus reveals to us what the secret of happiness is. Jesus answers the question in words that yield their secret only if we take them to heart and meditate on them lovingly. Jesus says, "Come to me, All of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. My dear brothers and sisters, over 1500 years ago, Saint Augustine summed up the idea behind Jesus' words this way, I quote, "Our hearts were made for you, O Lord, and they will not rest until they rest in you." Or put it in another way, God made the human heart with a whole happiness hole in that only God can fill. It is this truth that Jesus reveals to us in today's gospel. Happiness lies in the human heart, and it consists in giving our hearts to God, for it is made in such a way that it will not rest until it rests in God. "Come to me," says Jesus, "and I will give you rest." My dear brothers and sisters, it is the truth that many wise and learned people, for various reasons, do not accept. As a result, they spend vast fortune seeking the secret of happiness according to their own theories and worldly reasoning. On the other hand, it is a truth that the unlearned have found simply by taking to heart the words of Jesus and meditating on them lovingly. A story is told about a 75-year-old man, one of the wealthiest men in the world, told a preacher while having a sumptuous dinner in his lavish home in his private island. He said, "I am the most miserable man in the world. Out there is my yacht. I can go anywhere I want to. I have my private plane, my helicopters. I have everything I want to make me happy. And yet I am absolutely miserable." The preacher talked with him and prayed with him, trying to point him to Christ, who alone gives lasting meaning to life. And that afternoon, the pastor of the local church came to call the preacher. He was 75 too, a widower. He spent most of his free time taking care of his two invalid sisters. "I don't have $10 to my name," the local pastor said with a smile, "but I am the happiest man on the island." My dear brothers and sisters, the point is clear. God made the human heart restless, and it will not rest until it rests in God. Or to put it yet in another way, God fashioned the human heart with a happiness hole in it that only God can fill. Nothing else will ever fill it. It is the great truth that Jesus reveals to us in today's gospel. It is this great truth that we celebrate together in this liturgy. It is this great truth that God wants us to take forth from the church today and live out in our personal lives. Amen.